Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and windy, a low of 39. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will be part of next week's five-day training session at FEMA's Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland, one of 71 participants. At WRJN's Community Conversation, Delagrave noted that disaster response includes coordinated efforts, and this should prove beneficial in other ways.
Depending on what our role is, we have to know what to do, where to go, and it's important because, you know, obviously we as government officials, the main job we have is to protect our people, whether it's local, state, or federal. So we're going out there to learn that, and we'll come back and we'll be much better prepared on how to handle these emergencies.
19 years ago, another Racine County contingent attended a similar training session at the Emmitsburg facility, with four of those participants listed as returning, including Burlington Mayor Jeannie Hefty. Three homes and a business in Waterford were evacuated for about an hour this morning when a 2-inch gas line was struck by a contractor. The Waterford Fire Department was called to the 400 block of East Division Street after the line was struck. After the gas was shut off, the evacuation order was lifted. We Energy's crews were still on the scene this afternoon making repairs to the damaged gas line. Fire in a smoker forced a Mount Pleasant restaurant to close today. South Shore firefighters were called to the Heartland Smokehouse on Durand Avenue at about 9:30 this morning. The fire did not spread beyond the smoker, and the restaurant is expected to reopen tomorrow. Bid results on a contract to pave some parking lots in the city of Racine were approved by the Common Council following some discussion about the use of a permeable surface. Alderman Jeff Coe said he's seen water run through these types of surfaces in parking lots instead of along the top and into the sewers. Public Works Commissioner Mark Galen said they know about permeable surfaces but have not yet incorporated that philosophy into project planning and building.
There is a maintenance cost with that, but that is something that we are starting to look at. I know that the city development did some of their installed some permeable paving in some of the projects they've done, and apparently it's worked pretty well. So we're starting to look at it, but at this point in time, we haven't modified anything for 2017.
Payne and Dolan won the paving bid for the city parking lots, including at Myers Park and 7th and Grand. In Burlington on May 16th, the Common Council will vote on an agreement with the Burlington Pool Corporation for daily operations, maintenance, and future capital costs related to the new pool at Dever Park. During this week's Committee of the Whole meeting, City Attorney John Belogic told Alderman it's the final version, except for some administrative fill-in-the-blanks. Belogic said the agreement spells out control of the pool site during certain times of the year, which also covers utilities and other costs.
The Pool Corp will be having the exclusive use of the pool and the fenced-in area, I believe from April 1 until the end of September, correct. September 30. Then beginning October 1 through what would be March 30, the city has exclusive control of the pool area and the fenced-in area.
Belogic said the agreement reserves the ultimate control and authority of the city over the entire operation. Kenosha's lakefront trolley service is now rolling. The rubber-wheeled trolley's route begins at the Penoyer Park Bandshell, passes through the downtown, and ends at the Kemper Center, a trip that takes about 30 minutes. Along the way, it passes several art galleries, the History Center, Civil War Museum, and Kenosha Public Museum. There are marked stops for the lakefront trolley along the route. However, passengers can flag it down at any spot along the way. The trolley will operate from 1:45 until 9:15 p.m. Wednesdays through Sundays until the end of September. Kenosha Streetcar is operating under its summer and fall schedule from 11:05 a.m. until 6:35 p.m. Monday through Friday, and on weekends from 10:35 until 6:15. The fares for both the lakefront trolley and the streetcar are $1 for adults and 50 cents for children. The 34th Annual Racine County Economic Development Corporation's anniversary event takes place from 4:30 this afternoon until about 6:30 tonight at the Racine Architect Hotel and Conference Center on Highway 20 at Oaks Road. Community awards will be doled out, including the Sam Johnson Volunteer of the Year honor to Tri-City Bank's John Keys. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.